It's time now for 10 Minutes with Tom. Tom Austin, Austin Tax and Financial. They can help you with financial planning, taxes, retirement strategies, and so much more. Tom, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Johnny. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
All righty. How many times do you get asked that a day? How are you doing?
How am I doing? Not as much as I should, actually. I'm glad that you asked. You were one of the first people to really ask how I'm feeling today.
Okay, but when I listen on the radio, you're always talking to everybody out there about asking how they're doing, and then
right.
The response is, "Well, how are you doing?"
They never turn
Sorry,
back.
Sorry, Johnny, let's get to this.
No, it's all right. I feel like I'm having a good therapeutic moment here. This is good. But Tom, we do want to talk about some other things that may be bumming people out a little bit, and that may be things like the cost of everything going up. We know a lot of that stuff is very expensive in the last few years, and interest rates are at a 15-year high, and for a lot of people, it's been pretty difficult to keep up with all this stuff. So, Tom, do you see things shaping up the rest of the year, and what are some of the things that people can and should do regarding their finances as we move forward throughout 2024 and beyond?
Well, Johnny, you know, there's been a lot of conversation in the news, the media, what have you, but I don't think we need to hear it. A lot of people are feeling it, you know, in their pocketbook, and they're, you know, the cost of most things have gone up, and the average person is feeling this, and it is difficult for many people to keep up. We've noticed it even in a lot of our financial clients that have retired, and, you know, we've set up, you know, financial plans for them where many of them are drawing out of retirement accounts and such, and have seen an uptick in people that are needing, you know, more money, you know, which is what we plan for, the, you know, ups and downs in the stock market,
sure,
the cost of things being higher, but it still can be concerning for folks. I mean, and the stock market, you know, has done very well after a very rocky 2022. 2023 was a good year in the market, and we're continuing that trend into 2024 where we see, you know, the stock market, the S&P and the Dow at all-time highs. And so the market continues to be resilient. I think the market is still waiting for some instruction from the Fed to some degree on what they're going to do with interest rates, as we see the Fed is meeting today, and the projection is that interest rates are going to be unchanged. And there's a lot of conversation by different pundits on what the Fed is going to do moving forward, and I think a lot of that has to do with how they view inflation.
Yeah.
As we see, inflation has certainly softened in the last number of months, but it's still hanging out there, and the Fed doesn't want to overreact or to start to reduce interest rates until they get a better sign for where inflation may be heading. But we still have those concerns. Wages have not kept up with inflation. You know, we see some wages have gone up, but not keeping up with inflation.
Sure.
So some of the things that we would suggest people do, especially during these times, is first of all, you need to have some kind of plan. You know, it's good to know and understand, you know, how you're spending money. So, you know, reviewing bank statements and credit card statements on a regular basis, I think, is something that folks can do to just get an idea of how they're spending money. So, for example, if you have, you know, 25 charges on your credit card, you know, or your debit card, whatever, for, you know, going out to eat, well, maybe that's something you should scale back on, you know.
Sure.
I've noticed myself, and I'm sure you as well, that, you know, food in restaurants has gotten very expensive, you know,
gone
up significantly.
Well,
so
I think
it's good to have, you know, some form of a budget, you know, again, and understand how you're spending money. Credit card debt right now is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Last month, according to records, credit card debt was $1.3 trillion, which, again, is an all-time high that we've had in our country. So we can see that people are putting things on credit card. And with interest rates being up, I mean, credit card interest rates are high enough as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But those credit card rates are really very high right now, well into the 20+% area. And that can be very demoralizing for folks that they struggle just to make possibly the interest payments if your credit cards get too high. So you really want to be careful of how much you're putting on credit cards and your ability to pay that off.
Right.
You know, understanding what types of other debts that you have. You know, beyond paying off debt, it's important to have a plan to pay yourself first,
mm-hmm.
to build up an emergency fund, you know, for things that come up that are unexpected. And then obviously contribute it into retirement accounts. If you work for a company that has a 401k plan, you certainly want to take advantage of a match that the company would have. And the more money that you're able to put into retirement, remember, the less you're going to pay in income taxes. So that's another important thing of looking at, you know, saving, you know, for the future and for retirement. But for some folks, you know, when you talk about, you know, saving for the future, you know, they just feel overwhelmed just with being able to live day to day. And we understand that, you know, so sometimes people need to look at possibly, you know, a side hustle, maybe ways to make additional money, second jobs. I mean, you know, so it's tough out there. We certainly, if anything, in trying to advise people, the biggest thing I think is having some sort of a plan, being accountable to yourself, and if you're married, you know, your spouse and your family, more importantly, is, you know, being accountable to, you know, how you're spending money, you know, how you can kind of get things under control if you are in debt. And then looking at your retirement savings, you know, viewing or reviewing your Social Security statements, which most people have to pull them offline. You know, that's as you're looking at retirement, understanding what those things might look like, a consistent investing into retirement accounts and so forth, even when the market's down, is extremely important just to be consistent in the things that you do and, you know, look and trying to follow a plan. And understanding again, you know, where your money's going, and you're going to be in a much better position, obviously, in the future. We see way too many people that wake up and they're in their mid-50s, and they've saved very little money, and they really are behind the eight ball when they're looking at moving into retirement.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think of that future as, you know, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. They think of the future is now. The future is now. I got to get this done. I got to do and attack this debt in this way. But I think, as you mentioned, about like really taking a step back and looking at all of that stuff. I think so many times this day and age of the ease of being able to use that credit card, being able to use that debit card, tap this, do that. People are really not mindful of where all that stuff is going. And two, I think, as you mentioned, you know, restaurants and stuff, but also too, I think people need to look at all of those small purchases, like the subscription services that they have out there. Like, do I really need this and this and this? Or can I reduce that and actually save myself a good amount of money in a short amount of time? But, you know, for people that are already retired, I'm sure they're feeling the pinch too, because they're on more of the fixed income as opposed to somebody that may be able to easily, you know, ask for a raise or get a side hustle or something like that, right?
Yeah, and that goes to my point, what I mentioned earlier, that mm-hmm. we have seen more clients in the last year or so that, you know, have either needed a little bit extra, you know, cash for this or that, or maybe needed to increase their monthly disbursements a little bit just to cover the ongoing cost of things. So we have definitely heard it from our clients, and I think, you know, each one of us, I mean, sees it just in the cost of groceries and you know, gas is going back up again now, and I've certainly noticed it in restaurants. I mean, it seems like restaurants have just been forced to raise prices, you know, in the cost of of everything that they deal with labor and also with, you know, obviously the food itself. But, but yeah, you bring up a good point with the little purchases, and that's where it's really recommended to review your credit card statements and your bank statements, because people sign up for things, you know, whether it's subscriptions or whatever, and sometimes we forget about those things and money's just coming out automatically. And if we're not reviewing that and understanding where that money's going, then you know, then that can be problematic. And obviously, you can address some of those things and really make sure you're, well, what's that $22.50 for?
Yeah.
Sometimes Sometimes I could be guilty of that myself, of not really understanding. You want to make sure you understand where your money's going.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely want to make sure that, and even though a lot of things are paperless and it's all online or somewhere, it's always good to sit back and really do your research and check on all those things, because you can save yourself a lot of money. And, you know, money doesn't go as far as it used to, but certainly got to be smart with the money that you have. And Tom, if we want to talk to you about some of this stuff, especially really creating that financial strategy to really watch out for some of these things and plan ahead for those, you know, uncharted waters, how do we go about having those conversations with you?
Well, you can reach us by calling our office at 269-429-1585. Our office is located at 715 Columbia Avenue in St. Joe. We're right behind the Honor Credit Union on Niles Avenue. You can also visit us on the web at austinfinancial.us.
And Tom Austin is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on the program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. Topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional, and we certainly hope that that professional is Tom Austin. Thanks, Tom Austin.
Thanks, Johnny. Have a great day.